It's Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin today. State Democratic leaders throw their support behind Harris. Republicans Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald call on Biden to resign. And booze can now be bought at Badgers games. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her first visit to a battleground state after locking up enough support from Democratic delegates to win her party's nomination to challenge former President Donald Trump 2 days after President Joe Biden dropped his re-election bid. As the Democratic Party continues to coalesce around her, Harris is traveling to Milwaukee, where she will hold her first campaign rally since she launched her campaign Sunday with Biden's endorsement. Harris has raised more than $100 million since Sunday afternoon and scored the backing of Democratic officials and political groups. Top Wisconsin Democratic elected officials are endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Bob Haig has a story.
The list includes Governor Tony Evers, who grew emotional when speaking to reporters in Milwaukee on Monday about President Joe Biden.
He is a good friend. He's done a lot for this country.
Also ready to support the vice president, U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan.
The vice president was a key part of everything that Joe Biden got done. So if you like Joe Biden, you're going to love Kamala Harris.
Other endorsements include U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Mayor Cavalier Johnson of Milwaukee, where Harris is scheduled to campaign on Tuesday. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some Wisconsin Republicans want President Joe Biden to resign. State Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming was quick to issue a statement on Sunday after Biden announced he was dropping out of the presidential race and endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris. Schimming did not call outright for Biden to resign, but said that if the president is incapable of the rigors of running for re-election, he cannot be trusted to fulfill the duties of his office. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald also called on Biden to resign. Bipartisan calls from the Wisconsin members of Congress for the head of the Secret Service to step down. Calls for resignation of Director Kimberly Cheadle followed the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump last weekend. A hearing in Congress on Monday left many lawmakers disappointed. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany, Scott Fitzgerald, and Glenn Grothman all said that Cheadle was unfit to protect people and want more accountability from the agency. Democrat Congresswoman Jamie Raskin of Maryland likewise asked Cheadle to step down, citing a lack of communication between the director and the House Oversight Committee. Wisconsin will begin selling alcohol in general seating areas at Camp Randall Stadium this season. The university's decision leaves Nebraska and Northwestern as the only two schools who aren't allowing general seating alcohol sales in the now 18-team Big Ten. Wisconsin will also allow alcohol to be sold at UW Fieldhouse, home to the women's volleyball and men's wrestling teams. It was already available at Kohl Center and Laban Arena. The alcohol sales began with the home opener against Western Michigan on Friday, August 30th. You can do your part in keeping the mosquito population down by getting rid of standing water in your yard. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
UW Extension entomologist PJ Leach says something as small as a soda bottle cap could be enough for the bugs.
If you were to flip that over, fill it with rainwater, maybe a little bit of a dead leaf that has fallen in there, that is a perfect habitat to breed certain types of mosquitoes.
If you have a bird bath, be sure to change the water regularly and remember to move and tip things like wheelbarrows and toys in your yard every so often. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.